Thank you calling the Credit Pros. My name is Robert, Certified Credit Repair Specialist. Am I speaking with Sarah Somerville?
Yes.
Hi, Sarah. My name is Robert. Okay, Sarah, can you please help me out by telling me what sorts of credit issues are you having right now? SLA payments, medical, student loans, credit cards. What is affecting your credit right now?
Just credit cards.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, thank you. When was the last time that you were able to take a look at your credit report? Do you know your score by any chance right now? Sarah?
The last time I checked was 6/23.
How long ago was this?
Just like a couple of days ago.
Okay, good. That is very good news. That's an average credit score. Okay, now, are you currently making any on-time payments? Could be reflected on positive on your credit report?
Yes, I try to pay something every month.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, how much are you looking forward to borrow?
What do you mean?
Yeah, I thought this that you're interested in a loan?
Well, I don't have a job, so usually I can't get a loan because I'm currently out of a job right now.
Okay, you have no income at all?
Yes, I do. I get Social Security.
Social Security income. Okay, let me tell you something. Okay, we are the credit pros, but our partners, the third party loan companies that we're partners with, they're willing to give you an opportunity. They're willing to work with you when nobody else wants to work with you. They're willing to give you the opportunity for this. Okay, so
okay,
we're able to help you out if you want to go forward with this. I'll be more than happy to, you know, to recollect that information that I need from you and go forward with this. If you just give me the opportunity, I know we're able to help you out.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
All righty. Now, one more time. How much are you looking forward to borrow and what are you going to be using the money in? What is it for?
It is for debt.
So, how
and
much money? How much is the amount of money?
Well, it's just short of 10 grand. But I'm a little confused on that because I think it's showing more than I actually have. But I'm not sure if it's because I'm a co-signer with somebody I'm an authorized user of somebody else's. And I don't know if it's showing up on my thing or what. So it's either between 6,500 to 10 grand.
Okay.
A little short of 10 grand would be.
Okay,
that.
we're gonna make it for $10,000. Okay, that is no problem.
Okay.
I'll make the application. As long as you do have an income, it doesn't matter if it's a Social Security income. As long as you're gonna be able to make the monthly payment for this loan, of course, that is no problem. We could go forward with this. Okay, that's another good thing.
Okay.
And you have an average credit score about 600, so that is good. Okay. All right, then. So based on what I understand so far, the only thing that might be holding you back, Sarah, for this is your credit. Do not worry. Like I was telling you, unlike other companies, we do work on improving on every aspect of your credit. So what I'm going to be doing for you right now is that I'm going to attempt just a soft pull, a courtesy pull with dark effects without affecting your credit score on any way. And just so you know, we do use special technology to protect your information with the same level of security a bank has. So I want you to be comfortable with this. It's totally confidential. Okay, Sarah?
Okay. All
Alrighty.
Right.
Thank you. So I have Sarah Somerville. Do you have any middle initial by any chance?
Yes, E.
E, thank you. And can you help me out spelling Sarah? Sarah is S-R-S-A-R-A-H?
Yes.
Okay, just to make sure. Thank you. Now, can you help me out with your zip code, please?
45783.
83?
Yes.
Upper Plains, Ohio, correct?
Yes.
Can you help me out with your mailing address, the number, and the street name only? Ready when you are?
P.O. Box 42. And then the street address is 49735 Marcinko Road.
Right. Thank you very much. Your phone number is 7404472318.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, for me to make to be able to make this courtesy pool for you with Equifax, I'm going to be needing your social security number ready when you are.
232-417708.
Two, three, two, four, one.
7708.
Thank you very much. Now, just one more little thing, Sarah. Your birthday.
5/2/1991.
Thank you. It's going to take about 15, 20 seconds to get a response from Equifax while waiting on your information. Just to confirm, you were telling me that your source of income is Social Security income, correct?
Yes.
All righty. Thank you. Okay, so Equifax is asking me to ask you just a few questions to make sure that it's your information, the one they're going to send me back, and that's somebody else's. For each question, I'm going to give you four answers. But if the question or the answer do not apply to you, just let me know, and we're just going to skip it right away. All right?
Okay.
Okie dokie. Thank you. Now, according to your credit profile, it seems that you open a TBOM Milestone credit cards. Do you recall doing this? Opening a TBOM Milestone credit card?
No.
Never again? Nope. Okay. Thank you. Please select the county for the address that you provide. Is it Morgan, Meigs, Allen, Henry?
Meg.
Thank you. Which of the following people had lived with you in the last 10 years? Is it Pablo Bussi, Douglas Arora, Robert Doherty, or Isaac Mickler?
None.
None. Thank you very much. According to our records, you graduated from which of the following high schools? Is it St. Elizabeth High School, Daniel Jenkins Academy of Technology, Millikan High School, or Antelope Valley High School?
None.
Thank you very much. Let me submit the census for you. And let's see if this is enough for Equifax. Okay, well, we're not getting any more questions, so I do got more questions. According to your credit profile, it seems that you opened an auto loan in or around November of 2018. Do you recall doing this, opening an auto loan in or around November of 2018?
No.
Thank you. Please select the city that you have previously resided in. Is it Cordoba, Weaver, Tupper Plains, Smoky Rice?
Tupper's Plains.
Thank you. You currently or previously reside on one of the following streets. Is it Huntington Valley, Rabbit Back, Hit Hitches, or Marcinko?
Marcinko.
Thank you. Let me submit the census for you once again. Give me a few seconds. Appreciate your patience. Well, we're not getting any more questions. I should be getting your credit report and score any second now. Quick view score and summary for Sarah Somerville is 534.
Oh my
534 with,
gosh.
yep, it went down. 534 with Equifax, okay? And let's take a look at this. Well, that's kind of odd because you told me that how long ago did you check your credit score? Like 2 weeks ago?
Not even that. Just like
Okay.
a couple of days ago, and it was, I have experience.
The more accurate for us It's Equifax. From the three credit bureaus, we work with
Okay.
all three of them. That's the reason we always make the request with Equifax. This is the more accurate one, to be honest, from the three of them. And it's 534. Let's take a look at those negative items. Number of hiring inquiries, you have 10. You got to be careful with this. Each time you're applying or applying for a job or something like that, they make hard pulls and they drop your points a lot. You got to be careful with this, okay?
Okay.
Be careful with
Okay.
this. Now, you only have one minor delinquent. This is not a high number. The best number to have is zero. I'll help you remove this negative item. That is no problem. You have zero major derogatory trade lines. You have no public records, no bankruptcies. You are in only 10% trades over delinquent. You have no third party collections. You owe no money to nobody. No repossessions, no foreclosures. It's just one trades over delinquents. This is one account that you're a little bit behind in your payments. In between 1 to 3 months, we all get behind once in a while. But to be honest, there's nothing major on your credit report. We could definitely help you out by boosting up, removing these negative items, and boost up your numbers. Just so you know, that's the reason I was asking you a little while ago, Tara, that if you were making any on-time payments, could be reflected on positive on your credit report because 35% on everybody's credit score, yours, mine, everybody's, is based on payment history. So each time you pay on time, boom, it boosts your numbers. You make your payments on time, like every 10 or whenever you need to pay your cell phone bill or whatever you're paying on time, it's going to boost up your numbers really quick. So if you keep
Okay.
that, just to keep it in mind, okay? I know you knew this already, but I'm just as a reminder, as your credit advisor, I'm supposed to tell you this, all right? And our goal, once again, is help you remove this one negative item that you have only. Boost up your numbers. We want you to be ready for a future bigger loan after you pay this one off with our partners, the third-party loan companies. Okay. And based on that information granted from you, you qualify for the Success Plus package. On the Success Plus package, you're going to receive an email right now and a text message with the link coming from the Credit Pros. You're going to open it, meaning you're going to set up your account. There's 7 steps that we're going to be doing really, really quick. Okay. Make sure that you have access to the Loan Wizard tool right there. Okay. That's where you're going to find our partners, a third-party loan company. But first of all, once you open that client portal with us, your unique client portal, you're going to be able to see the negative items that we're going to be working on. Myself for you, the negative items that I'm going to have removed from your current report. You're going to see right away, Sarah, the different opportunities that you and your credit score are going to have. That is a for sure thing. Okay. And of course, you're going to have access to your credit information at any time. Remember, inside that client portal, that's where you're going to find that tool that you're going to be using right now. It's called Loan Wizard Tool. Loan Wizard Tool. Right there, once again, you're going to make the application. You're going to be receiving multiple responses, and it's up to you, whoever you want to go work with, based on the monthly interest rate they're going to offer you. Okay, I cannot make that decision for you. You're going to make it on your own, but you're going to get multiple responses right now for this money. After that, Sarah, I'll be needing your help to help me to help you. The only thing I'm able to see right now in your credit report is numbers because it's just a soft pull, a courtesy pull for you. But you're going to be able to see where these negative items are coming from. And with your help, you're going to help me identify those negative items, putting a check mark next to them. Next to all those few negative items that you have to help me identify those as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable. On your credit report, I'll be sending a little bit these few letters for you. I'll be challenging all three of the credit bureaus at the same time for you. In other words, I'm going to help you clean up your credit score. And of course, something pops out again in the future, you do have a lifetime warranty with us. Now, Sarah,
Okay.
since, okay, now for me to be able to send you this information because this information goes out automatically. I'm gonna give you two options. I want you to listen very, very carefully. You're on a fixed income, okay? Typically, there is an initial fee of 149, but I'm not gonna be applying that to you because you're an SSI, you're in a fixed income. So I'll be applying a $30 discount. It'll be 119. But once again, your monthly fee is gonna be dropped to $79 upon verification that you are in a fixed income. So one from 149 to $79, locked in rate, there's no contracts, there's no long-term obligation, you pay as you go to service rendered. There's no cancellation fees, so you're more than welcome to alter the program as soon as you achieve your goal. In your case, get this loan, get you back in track, and for me to boost up your numbers and remove these negative items from your credit report. Option number two, nothing changes, Sarah, $12.95. get you going for 2 weeks for you to be
Two
ready to
weeks.
pay the enrollment, this kind of price that I offer you. So at this point, Sarah, for me to be able to send you this information because it goes out automatically to you once again, which option would be better for you? Would you like to take advantage of the discounted price that I offer you, or just go with your $12.95 and get you started right now? Set up your account, have access to everything right now.
Well, so I have to pay the fee right now. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, at
You
least those $12.95, and now that you
I can
have
do the
to.
$12.
Okay. Alrighty, let me secure the line for you really quick once again and fix the dates and everything. Okay, just give me about 15 seconds. I need to make sure that the line is secure for you.
That is up there and two different ones that go. And they've been asking him, they started asking him to come up and.
Okay. And to cover these $12.95, will you be using a debit or credit card, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express? The line is secure for you. It's just me and you on the line right now.
Debit Visa.
Ready when you are.
Okay. 4403 9348 5362 1105
Patient date
0228
and the CVV number, please.
714
714. Thank you, Sarah. Just give me 15 seconds, 20 at the most. Let me get this information into your account and then go over our credit card disclosure with you. Okay, thank you. Okay, here we go. I would just need to go over our credit card disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process the initial payment of just $12.95 to be charged today. It's time to proceed to take the card resulting in a decline, but be subject to every attempt for enrollment. We will not overdrive your account if the funds are not available. Once the payment is accepted, you second set of fee, just gonna press the one that you will start all the way through for 27 or 2023, then your month-to-month fee. Discounted prices promise of $79 upon verification. The unit fixed income, it'll be starting all the way through 5/27 of 2023. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. I have a quick question for you. Is this Visa card, is it a normal debit card or is it a prepaid or cash app card?
Cash app card.
Okay. Let me see, because we're having a little trouble right now collecting the payments from cash up or prepaid cards. Give me 1 second. Let me check something else, because I know it's not going to let me process of $12.95. Give me see what other option I have here. Give me just a few seconds. The main thing for us once again is to get you started. Oh, probably I know what the problem is. Can you provide me once again your mailing address? I got the P.O. box number 42. Can you help me out with the mailing address one more time? Can you spell it for me really, really slow? This cash app card has the same, I need the same billing address for this cash app card. Can you provide me that address?
Okay.
Because everything has to match, as you know, because if it doesn't, it will not let me. So ready when you are. Is it the P.O. box or is it the mailing address? Or you use both of them?
I use both of them, but I put on there, it's a little different. I put T dash 287 49735, and that's a separate word, like that's a separate set of numbers.
Okay, that is
and
beside
then
the.
Martinko Road.
Okay, you spell that the road, the name of the road, please.
M-A-R, as in rabbit, C-I-N, as in Noah, K-O.
Okay, but do you put the P.O. box too? Is everything together P.O. box number 42?
I think that's the one I used right there to get my it delivered to me.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me save this information once again for you. Just give me a few seconds. Once again, let me get all your information into this account for us to be able to process. By any chance, is it possible that you have a different card, a normal debit card, just to process this payment? Just in case. That you could transfer the money to that card. That'll be great. That'll be awesome. Okay. I'll wait. Let me know when the funds are available. Provide me the new card number. That's going to make, you know, the main thing is for me to receive your information, help you set up your account, and get you going with this, okay? So I'll wait. If you want to do that for me, that'll be great, okay? Mm-hmm. That way, I'm going to be able to help you right now on this call.
Okay, I am ready.
Okay, I'm ready when you are with the new card number.
Okay, 5264. Mm-hmm. 4902
mm-hmm.
0452
Yep.
5508
Expiration date?
0326
Okay, and the CVV number?
582
58, and thank you. 20 seconds at the most, once again. And I know we're going to be able to recollect the payment. All the time when the cards are starting with the 5, I know it's a MasterCard, payments go through right away. So just give me a few seconds here. Let me confirm the card number. It's 5264-4902-0452-5508.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, I'm almost done here. Okay. Speaks in the dates once again. And 10 seconds is starting now. Once again, okay? Processing your payment for those $12.95. And I know it's going to go through. And as soon as the payment goes through, you're going to receive that email and the text message coming from the credit pros. Let me know when you receive that information right now, okay? No, uh-huh. it's saying that the funds are not available. It is going through, but I don't know if you transferred those $12.95. Did you? Or release that payment? It did let me process it, not like the other one that blocked me. But this one, it says the funds are not available.
Okay, let me transfer it to my bank card.
Okay,
another bank card.
That's okay. Let me delete this information, and I'll be ready for the new card. No, that's fine. That's okay. It happened before. No problem. Don't worry. I get paid by the minute, Sarah, so I'm not in a hurry.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on.
Just make sure once you transfer the money that your card is activated and just have those $12.95. That's all we need right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's try this again.
Okay, ready when you are.
Okay, this one is 4133.
Yep.
3103.
Uh-huh.
8767. 6658.
Patient date.
Zero, 0926.
TBB number.
386.
Thank you. Once again, 20 seconds at the most. Let me get this information into your account. Okay, I'm crossing my fingers here. Thank you. Welcome to the program. The payment went through fine. Let me know when you receive okay. that email and text message coming from the credit pros, okay?
I got the text message.
Okay. I want you to open it, go all the way to the top, look for the blue hyperlink or URL, click on it for me, and it's going to open. Tell me when it opens.
Okay, it's open.
The first thing you're going to see when that link opens is the agreement part. You're going to click agree. You're going to click next step. You could go ahead and read it. The same information that I went over right now in our credit card disclosure with the date, the amount, the discount and price, everything is going to be there. Same thing. Once you read it, click agree and next step. Step number two, you're going to see your personal information. Okay. You're going to see your personal information.
Yeah.
Make sure that everything's correct. You're going to click next step, step number three, your mailing address. Make sure that everything's correct, your email. Once you're satisfied, click on next step. Step number four, that is very important. The system is going to ask you to create a password. With that password, you're going to access your client portal and the loan wizard tool right now. So make sure to make it
okay.
on this order. Capital letter, small letters, a number, and a special sign on that order,
well,
okay?
On step two, do I put my email address or do I leave the one that says A2F1?
No, put yours. Update your information. Sometimes whatever is wrong, you could update that information. And once you click OK, our next step, I'll be receiving that update. So if you could fix that for me, that'll be great. That's what it's for. We need to go over these little things.
Okay. Okay.
You did that? You're going to click
yep.
on...
I'm
okay.
on the... where it shows all my credit cards?
Yeah, the system is going to ask you, choose items that you would like to be disputing. Okay, right there at that point, I want you to go over. It's going to be a short list because there's just one negative item or two right now because you're behind your payment. Just make sure that those few negative items that you have, they have a check mark. Click okay, I got it, and I'll be receiving that information back. So that way I could start sending those unlimited display letters, challenging as promised all three of the credit bills at the same time to clean up your credit report and boost up your numbers at the same time, okay?
Okay,
This
well, all of them say negative accounts. What's that mean?
But are they showing on your credit report?
Yeah, I mean, it says choose the items you want us to dispute, but I'm not sure. Every single one says negative account, negative type. And then it says like original creditors, inquiries.
Okay, give me a second. Let me look at the same thing you're looking. Okay, you have one negative account, like I told you, with Comedy CB Sally for $300. 400, 444,
okay.
Sorry. For 440 support. With Equifax, you have the same thing for 444. The same thing. Like I told you, you just have one negative item. With TransUnion, you have 12% of accounts. With Equifax, you have 11. And with Experian, just 10 positive accounts. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's 537, your credit score, like I told you. But this payment that you make right now, it's going to go on positive. It's going to be reported to all three of the credit bureaus. So it's going to boost up your numbers a little bit more. Okay?
Yeah.
All right? Okay.
Do I need to do anything from here?
Yes, the only thing you need to do right now, make sure that those negative items that you have showing up right there, that one negative item, put a check mark. I know the system has already selected that for you. The only thing you need to do, Sarah, is click OK or got it, and I'll be receiving that information back. So I can start working on that, okay?
Okay, but it automatically clicked all of them. So do I just unclick them and then just click the one?
If you want, or if you want me to be disputing everything to make sure, just to make sure,
yes.
Just leave it as it is. There's a reason that system select everything for you, and I'll be disputing everything for you and clean up your credit score. Remember, this payment that you made right now is going to be reported with the credit bills. So instead of being 534 with Equifax, it's going to boost it up a little bit more. Okay, so remember,
okay.
All those payments, little payments, it doesn't matter if it's just a cell phone bill, car insurance, make those payments the day that you're supposed to, and you're going to see the difference. It's going to boost up your numbers really quick. Okay, that's the whole key to it. All right, now, okay, so let me, once you click OK or got it, let me know when you see, and let's do this, or welcome to the credit pros, so we could go ahead and do step number 7, that is the final step. And I'll give you access. You're going to have full access to your unique claim portal and have access to another wizard too. So let me know when you see. Let's do this. Or welcome to the credit pros.
Okay. It says step 1. You want me to say, okay, got it?
Yep. That is. Click okay or got it. And I'll be receiving that information back.
Okay. Do I need to update or upload my ID?
You could do that right now. Well, do it right now. Yeah, I could wait. There's no hurry on my end. There's no pressure. The main thing is that we did the main thing first, verify your information. You updated that information, created your password. That is the main thing to give access to everything. So take your time. You could go ahead and do it right now. That's fine. I'll wait. Just let me know when you see, let's do this, or welcome to the credit pros. That way we could go to step number 7, final step, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I've loaded my ID.
Okay. Do you see, let's do this or welcome to the career pros?
Not yet. It just do it. Maybe I need to do my back of my ID too.
Yeah, do the things that it's telling
Okay.
you. And I'll take you to step number seven really quick.
Okay, it's not moving me to the next step.
Okay, I'm gonna finish doing it everything remotely for you. So now, listen very carefully. That is great. Congratulations. We are really, really excited to get you on this journey for a healthier credit score. I want to be transferring now to our auto credit advisor, who's gonna be verifying that I enter all your information correctly. This is just gonna take 2 more minutes of your time, and it's very important. Then it's very important that you listen to the entire recording for your account to be fully set up.
Okay.
Okay, I want you to stay on the line and please do not hang up for the transfer. At this point, I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you for your business. I wish you the best of luck, okay? And listen to the entire recording, just 2 minutes. Once the recording is over, you're gonna close everything. You're gonna download our app from the Credit Pros, okay? And you're gonna open your own unique client portal, look for the loan wizard tool, you're gonna open it with the password, and you'll be all set, okay, to apply
Okay.
with our partners. That simple. All right, then so do not hang up on the transfer, please, okay? I'm gonna transfer
Yes.
you right now. Give me 1 second. And at this point, thank you. Have a blessed and wonderful rest of the day, okay? I'm gonna transfer you now. Bye bye, Sarah.
Bye.
Thanks for enrolling in the Credit Pros. Improving your credit is one of the best decisions you can make. Congratulations. Hi, I'm Ace, your automated credit advisor, and I'd like to quickly review your information so we can get started. This will only take a minute or two. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 at the end of the call and we'll connect you to a client success team member to correct it. You enrolled in partial program. You were charged $12.95 today, and will be charged $119 on April 27, 2023. Each month you will be charged $119 on the 27th of the month. Your date of birth is May 2, 1991, and your social security number is 232417708. Your address is POBOX42T/287497735 Marcinko Road, Tuppers Plains, Ohio, United States 45783. Also, you just received an email and a text message with some easy instructions to log into our client portal. Don't worry, I'm already working for you behind the scenes to build out the perfect credit action plan for you. Make sure to log in as soon as possible to check it out. If you'd like to speak with a client success agent, they're always available to speak to you in live chat on our site and in our app. You can use the chat to talk to the team, reset your password, and even send us documents. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 and we will connect you to a client success team member to correct it. Thanks, and welcome to the Credit Pros.